Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello there, creepies. Welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 20. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What is going on, my brothers?
Nothing too much, but this is mini middle-aged mini number 20. What was supposed to happen at 20, Nate?
I don't know. Do I get something?
Oh, you were cupcakes.
You were cupcakes or mini mini cupcakes, right?
Mini cupcakes?
Or little muffins or something. And they were supposed to be soaked in bourbon.
Apparently that's not happening.
I'm just still expecting it to come out.
And I'm all out of bourbon.
Like the showgirls to come out and present us with them.
Oh, for three. No showgirls, no cupcakes, no bourbon.
Do the can-can.
Do the can-can, exactly right.
Well, I guess we're going to do the can't-can't.
Yeah, we can't.
Not.
Can't-can.
Can-can never could.
So, number 20. What do you think, guys? That's kind of exciting to have our 20th mini.
It is exciting. We have like upwards between the regular episodes and these, we're at, as of tonight, because we had one drop tonight, right, Bobby Mackey? It's 57 episodes out.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't that wild?
That is wild.
That is wild.
Over there. Wow. Johnny.
We're creeping right up. So, Mr. Sean, why don't you tell the creepies out there what we are going to talk about?
I like what you're doing over there when you said creeping. We're creeping up.
You like that?
I like that a lot.
I was wondering if you caught it.
I did catch it. Well, our topic, our mini topic, our little tiny topic, but this isn't little and tiny, is Coral Castle.
Coral Castle.
Yes, and this is something that I've known about for a couple years.
I'll say, this is a Sean.
Only because I heard about it. I think it was America Unearthed is when I first saw it. There was a show about it, and I was like, what in the world is that? It is not too far from Miami, so it's outside of Miami, way down there in Florida. So I'll give you a little bit of background about it. So Coral Castle is an oolite limestone structure created by the Latvian-American eccentric Edward... Excuse me, I had to belch a little bit there. I thought I was going to have trouble with
sure
the word.
Bourbon?
I might have had one of those cupcakes already. Lead Escalnin from 1887 to 1951. Oh. It is located in the unincorporated territory of Miami-Dade County, Florida, between the cities of Homestead and Leisure City. I'm waiting for it to say America here, but the United States. The structure comprises numerous megalithic stones, mostly limestone, formed from coral. It's coral.
Yeah, I was wondering.
You wanted to know, didn't you? Each weighing several tons.
Why they call it Coral Castle.
Yeah, now we know. And we're done. That's it. It is currently a privately operated tourist attraction. Coral Castle is noted for legends surrounding its creation that claim it was built single-handed by Led Skalnin. We just need to come up with let's call him Eddie. Using reverse magnetism or supernatural abilities to move and carve numerous stones, each weighing many tons.
I do that all the time.
I do that in my spare time. Yeah, don't you?
That's a regular Tuesday night for
me. That's
Nate.
What we do.
He's always out there carving on his coral.
Using my magnetism.
Magnetism.
Now, your magnetic personality is completely
reverse
different.
Reverse magnetism.
Reverse magnetism,
right. I like to repulse everything.
This gets so interesting.
Well, I'm going
to
tell you.
We're going to try to put this all in a mini because we could go on
it's
and on.
It's kind of like Sam's farts. My gosh.
Yeah. Oh, they linger. Did you have that to doggy. Let it linger? Oh, wait, that's cranberries. Your favorite, right?
Yeah. Boo.
This is all these minis, all this, you know, all these episodes are a tapestry. I said tapestry. And it all winds together. So it all comes.
I think you have those words.
It ebbs
down.
And flows. And the cranberries. Yeah.
No, well, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I have it all. Yeah.
He's trying to use big words.
Big words. Big words.
More
big
than
words.
One syllable.
Syllable.
Tapestry.
Coral Castle. Their own promotional material says that Big Ed was 26 years old.
Big Ed, yeah.
When he was
4'10", 100 pounds.
He was not big. This is true. He was not a big man. Big personality, though, probably not that either, but he was 26 when he was suddenly rejected by his 16-year-old fiance, Agnes, UK, I'm not going to judge.
It doesn't make sense, but back then, that's kind of what they did.
Yeah, her name was Agnes Skvisk, I don't know how to say that, in Latvia.
Just call her Aggie.
Aggie,
yeah, there you go. Just one day,
Aggie and Ed.
One day before their wedding, They were leaving for the United States. He came He came down with allegedly terminal tuberculosis, but spontaneously healed, stating that magnets had some effect on his disease process.
Yes, that's what he says. Anyway.
He spent more than 28 years building the Coral Castle, refusing to allow anyone to view him while he was in, while he was working. A few teenagers claimed to have witnessed his work, reporting that he had caused the blocks of coral to move like hydrogen balloons. The only advanced tool that spoke of was using was a perpetual motion holder. Isn't that weird? And then he supposedly had like 10 of those things.
And he always worked at nighttime.
Always worked at nighttime.
Yeah, I had never heard of Coral Castle until you mentioned it a little bit ago, you know, a few weeks ago, whatever. You said, I'm going to do the mini on it. And I thought, what is Coral Castle?
You're like, what in the world is he making up now?
I would say, okay, where's the creep? No, this is wild stuff. This is, I watched the videos last night when I got home from work, and I knew nothing about it, like I said. And I thought, what the heck? I thought it was something that I didn't know it was anybody. I mean, I didn't know anything about it, but I did not think that one little guy did all of this. I thought it was just kind of like the Grand Canyon, just kind of formed, you know.
Yeah, this did form naturally.
How he carved all this, moved all this stuff.
And there's no mortar used, so it's not stuck together.
He didn't have machinery.
Anything.
He made his own tools. He made his own tools. Basic tools, too.
It's an engineering mystery, although some people think they have it figured out, and maybe they do. But they say that some of these stones that he used, that he quarried himself, which there were videos about how to quarry this stuff using a tripod, and I'm like, still looks impossible to me,
but I mean,
some of these
tons.
Stones were twice the size of any that was used in the Egyptian pyramid.
Right.
But yeah, he claims that this that's how the pyramids were built too, is using the same kind of technology.
He, I don't want to look over this, but he originally called it Ed's Place.
I was going to say, yeah, it's Ed's
Place. Isn't that great? I don't know how he came up with that, Ed's Place.
I don't either.
That's original.
Did you learn Ed's Place?
I thought it was at a bar, or, I mean, that sounds like a, you know, some hangout. It's plays.
He also called it Rock Gate, and it said after the huge rear swinging, swinging gate, which is really cool.
So you see that? It's still there, and you can push it with one finger. But it's tons of whatever the weight is, and you just push it open. And
put the candle back. Or don't put the candle back. Whatever you do.
What were you going to say, Nate? I can tell you.
Oh, just trying to be funny.
All right.
That's what we do anyway. We try.
Try a little harder.
Nah. Yeah.
Nah, I think he is lying. I know that because his lips were moving.
You're calling Ed a liar.
I don't know. Or he's very ambitious. I just don't have the ambition to move tons of poundage
What's
of rock
point?
By myself.
Yeah.
Just to say I did it.
Yeah, really. What do you get out of it? I mean, you got to have a lot of time, a lot of patience, be bored, and that's about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they
do it at night.
Yeah. And then you sleep there. He made his own little bed and area. He slept literally slept on the coral.
He was
a little coral cot.
He was a recluse, obviously, which is kind of, he's a something loose. Right?
Yeah.
A lot loose.
I do think it's funny because I wrote that down that you said it used to cost 10 cents to go through the garden, right?
It still has that. Still says 10
cents. It still says 10 cents. And it says now it's, what'd you say, for eight adults is $18.
It's $18.
So admission.
It's 180 times what he originally charged. Yeah.
You don't think he'd appreciate that, huh?
No, I don't think so. I think Ed would be like, what's going on here, guys?
Just coral.
What could be? It's
harmless.
Technically not a castle.
Yeah,
you're just walking into a.
Gosh,
coral.
You guys are being awfully picky now.
You know what? We are. If you're going to call it coral, call it Coral Castle.
No,
it was Ed's Place.
Ed's Place, right?
Who had a great tenderloin?
Should have been Big Ed's Place, right?
and half drinks on Tuesday night.
Barbecue, right?
25-cent beer nights at Ed's Place.
The plaque says you will be seeing unusual accomplishment.
Right.
Which I think is kind of interesting.
I agree.
The prediction is not an overstatement, it says. But it is. The pictures that we're going to... Yeah, and there is a little picture of you know, how much people would have to pay, and then there's a little drop below.
I can't wait when you post it on Saturday. Will it be this Saturday or next Saturday?
No, it's the next one.
Yeah. When you...
Yeah, it's the next one. Right?
I can't keep up now, good. I can't keep up.
Yeah, nobody will know. They'll be like, when it drops is when it drops.
Yeah. to see the pictures of this place because it's It is bizarre. It is very cool.
It is a Saturday. Like we don't have any more drops. Yeah.
Yeah, it's neat.
I mean, it's just like, really though? Like, I don't have, I mean, I got other things.
Why all the secrecy?
Yeah, it was.
And promoting that you did it all by yourself and.
It's,
I don't know.
That's, I mean, weird. If this was.
It, I don't know.
This was pursued based on his lost love, his long lost love of his 16 year old fiance, right? Who rejected him.
Move on.
But it took him 28 years to do this. So this was a labor of love. But man, that's true. I mean, I've loved some people in my life, but I cannot imagine doing this for that. I mean, there had to be, you know, I don't know. I'm not trying to question old Ed, but there had to have been something more to this. You know what I mean?
I mean, Noah built the ark. It took him forever, but there was a purpose. I mean, there was literally a purpose, not just building a coral place to, I don't know.
Because it said he had been engaged to his love, Agnes, old Waggy, right? To whom he referred to affectionately as his sweet 16, a little creepy. See, we bring creepy into this. Agnes broke off the engagement one day before the wedding ceremony, and fraught with pain, the brokenhearted, I'm going to say Ed, decided to move to North America and create a monument in remembrance of his love. It's just a little bit extreme. It's just a little extreme. Now, this is, I'm going to America, and I'm going to create a coral castle.
That's right.
Ed's place.
That's right. Who wouldn't, right? Yeah, you know, they ask him, they did it. They ask him how he did it and all that, and he says, when asked about it, Ed would offer explanations such as he had a vast knowledge encompassing leverage and weight. Other times he'd say he harnessed the secrets of the pyramids. All excellent ways to skirt the question. So he really wouldn't come out and just kind of offer.
He died with the quote-unquote secret.
Yeah, that's right.
He did put, he had pamphlets and some books written, right, that have tried to explain some of the his principles and his beliefs, right?
Yeah, and you know, for some reason too, when you said Coral Castle, I'm like, okay, I've never heard of this place. What does it entail? Where is it at? Yeah.
What's the creep factor?
I instantly thought, okay, it's got to be in Europe somewhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, like on the Mediterranean.
Totally
or something. I mean, obviously coral, but I just didn't think it'd be here,
right,
in Florida.
The sculptural garden, surrounded by a coral gate, features a geometric landscape, a moon pond representing the phases of the moon, a sundial that accurately tells time, that's interesting, and a towering telescope aligned to the North Star. The structure also includes a giant coral rock table shaped like a heart and an ode to his Valentine, Aggie.
Aggie, yeah. And that, I think it still is, but it was in the Guinness Book of World Records for the biggest heart.
Yes.
At that time.
Oh, yeah. There's your Valentine's
biggest
day,
heart, period. Not just biggest heart table.
Right. Just biggest heart.
It doesn't look very comfortable because they showed on the video the heart table and you got the coral benches, you know, to sit at.
Like, yeah.
You need some cushions.
yeah, no kidding.
Let's just be honest. And I have no butt, pretty much, so I would be really struggling.
Well, and I think, and
need some cushions.
Corals generally porous, too,
if
I recall.
Yes. So that
previous encounterments with coral.
Encounterments. You're making stuff up over there.
you're using
I like
words.
It.
My lips are
big
moving.
Words. Big words. Yeah, exactly.
I don't believe you.
Never.
I shouldn't.
He's calling you out. Nevertheless, how remarkable the work was, it still remains an enigma. Ed, because I'm not going to say his last name ever again, never divulged how he was able to lift and position the gigantic stones. Residents had noticed the trucks carrying the coral rocks along the South Dixie Highway, but no one ever saw how he did it and how he was unable to unload them. To protect his privacy during construction, he was very particular about working at night, like we said, to avoid any detection, and even went on to build lookouts along the castle walls. That's kind of weird. Though he came
That's creepy, actually.
It's very creepy. Though he came from a family of stonemasons, his methods have stumped engineers who have compared his techniques to that of the amazing Stonehenge, and some of the stones are even calibrated according to celestial alignments, and the stone walls fit seamlessly together without the use of materials like cement or mortar or anything like that. He once claimed that he discovered not only how the ancient builders in Peru and Egypt were able to set in place blocks of stone with only the primitive tools, but also the secret of anti-gravity. So there's your answer right there.
And
there
the secret
Mystery
of
solved.
Slavery.
Dun, 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 dun.
Slave.
Maybe
slave
not.
Right?
Yeah.
No spaceships. That's spaceships is what it is.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's I don't know.
He wrote a series of the pamphlets, like I said, on magnetism, one titled Magnetic Current. So that's that, you know, that title just grips you right away, right? Magnetic Current.
Right.
By me.
He was a mason by trade, I think.
Yes, mm-hmm. And he came from a family. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He used techniques of magnetism to even magic, which is what if you can't explain something, it's magic, right?
Yeah.
He was an eccentric
sorcerer.
He's called him an eccentric stonemason, and he built. And this was called a fortress. So then, this is the secret that he took to his grave. So it just leaves us to try to puzzle it.
I think
puzzle.
We like our puzzlers. House. I mean, we have a nice house, but I think you know what? I think I'm gonna build a coral house.
Coral house.
Mm-hmm. See if Amy's on board with that.
What else you got to do, right?
Hey, if a 110-100 pound guy could do it, I could do it. You know. But did you know he only made it to the fourth grade?
I did. Oh, that I did not know. That's a new one to me.
Yeah. Yes. Grew up in poverty. And fourth grade education. So I mean, he was a very smart guy. So he.
Yeah.
He was I wouldn't say street smart. He was coral smart. No, I don't know. About, what would you call him?
Coral smart. I like that. I like how you put that in there.
I mean, you think he'd be like, oh, yeah, he went to, college and was a professor or something. But no.
Some of these articles
back then,
though,
you could get away with it, actually.
This is, it says, the whole bizarre menagerie of rocks, because it is a menagerie is a great word, right?
That's a great word. Anytime you get menagerie in there.
It was crafted by old Eddie. The oddball genius, I like that, oddball genius, did such a fine and intricate job that he connected the pieces with such precision that no light passes through the joints. That's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. He did all of it on his own without the aid of machines, moving tons of limestones from the coast after he dug it out by bare hand and foregoing that mortar and cement, like we said. That is crazy.
Oh, and did you see where he moved it 10 miles?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, wait. What's going on here, you know? I don't know. I'm confused by it all. I really am. I want to know these things, but we'll never know.
Yeah, there's everything from patterns, designs, sofas, obelisks, tables, thrones, crescent moons,
I'm going to have
chairs,
a coral throne when I built,
and various other kind of odd objects.
Yeah. Did you watch the video? Have you seen the videos?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see where he slept?
Yes.
Yeah. So the video I saw was these two guys that just kind of traveled and did stories like this, and the tour guy, the older guy, he was pretty cool. I liked him, but he was like, "Yep, here's." And he went upstairs and showed where he slept, and then they showed the workshop. And he's like, "Yep, here's his tools." It's like basic, and he goes, and he made them by himself. So he made the tools that he used to do all this. It's kind of freaky too. Yeah, he didn't have any machines or anything like that. And, yeah, he says no help, so I don't know.
He originally lived in New York, and then he moved to Florida, so he wanted warmer weather.
Once he got TB.
Purchased the parcel of land in Florida City and making it, that before it was Coral Castle, like I said, Ed's place.
My gosh. That's great. Ed's place. Yeah. It is weird. Fourth grade education.
They didn't have the roads coming back then either in 1930s. Florida, it said that wasn't, the roads weren't what they are today.
Yeah, because, now, when did he start? When, 1923?
Mm-hmm.
He started? Yeah.
Yeah.
So he went into the 50s, yeah. I don't know. Little dude by himself, working at night, no help, handmade tools, very basic handmade tools, doing all this, I don't know. It is definitely a mystery. A very, very frustrating mystery now that I think of it. Thanks, John.
If you look into Ed's writings, it says it's like the Da Vinci Code waiting to be cracked. And numerological experts use his sweet 16 reference to sweet Agnes, right, as the key to deciphering the code to his far-fetched theories and ramblings. So they're trying to, and then this, I don't know if you guys knew this or saw this, but Billy Idol.
Dang it. You stole it. I'm looking right at it.
Go for it then.
You
just do it. Go for it. It's like I never said it.
I was like, I couldn't wait to say this.
It's a nice day for a
white wedding.
Ow! All right, you share it. I want you to share it.
All right.
I was afraid you guys weren't going to share it.
Oh, I've got it.
Go,
buddy. The lore behind... Oh, yeah, there he is. I love Billy Idol. William Idol.
The snarl.
Oh, yeah. The lore behind Coral Castle even inspired Billy Idol. In 1986, the artist penned a song called Sweet 16, which is a great song. About Coral Castle. Apparently, Ed would say that he built the castle for his sweet 16. People interpreted that to mean his 16-year-old almost wife. So, yeah, old William Idol. Man, that's something. Sweet 16. I like that. Acoustic
it is
guitar.
Good.
Nice, smooth. Well, yeah.
I love, you know, all the stuff that we talk about with the Coral Castle. That's the best part is Billy Idol.
It's funny. You look at pictures of it, and it looks like a kid building something out of blocks.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't it? Yeah. It's 28 years.
Well, he's about the size of a kid.
It's his life's work, so you're talking about over there. It is. It's different.
What was it again? What was it? 26 years? 28 years?
28 years.
28 years. Yeah, 28. Can you imagine? Can you imagine doing anything for 28 years? Like,
no.
I mean, yeah. Something like that. Okay, yeah, we could work 28 years.
I've almost
years,
been a therapist for 20 years, and yeah. I'm...
Well, that's what I'm imagine. Saying. This wasn't like he made... I mean, yeah. I mean, I've worked since I was 18, so 1989. Yeah.
Where would his money have come from?
That's
right?
Depressing. Yeah. 32 years I've worked... Anyway.
To do this.
But I'm saying, but 20 years just to do this where you did not gain anything. Mm-hmm. Like Nate said, what was the point? Like, what was the...
Yeah.
Just to get over a loss... I mean, that's goofy. I'm yeah. sorry. I know.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Devote your life to what did, I mean, building... I don't know.
You got to have some type of something's.
You're saying there's a screw loose.
You said he's recluse. Yeah, there's something. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean or insensitive. I'm just saying, like, a normal person just doesn't
fund all this.
Yeah, that's what I was. Yeah, where did the money come from?
The part. Yeah,
he had to buy that parcel of land, right? They say there's an energy to this place, right? And so when you go walking around, you definitely feel this level of.
Yeah, I read a thing about the energy of some. Suspect that it's haunted and it like draws
you want to
the
draw,
spirits there. I was like a pilgrimage.
I was slowly taking us down that little slope.
The video I saw that with the two guys that did, you know, they travel and do stories. The tour guy said, "Okay, let me show you what we're talking about." Because they was like, "How'd this guy do it?" You know,
exactly.
Come on, really tell you know. Us, he's like, "No." And so the one guy put his arm straight out, and he's like, "Okay, just hold him." And then the tour guide was pressing down with all his might. And the guy, he didn't even bend his arms down. He said, "Okay, now let me turn." And he turned that magnet, I mean, that stone or curl thing, whatever, away from him because it was pointing at him. And then when he did, he just pushed his arms down like there was nothing. Mm-hmm. So they're saying that gave him the strength because they had it.
Superhuman strength.
The magnet. Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
So he said, that's how he did it. That's how he said he was able to move things because it, just like pushing that door with the finger, that heavy door. It's the same thing. It's just leverage. All about leverage. And still, though,
they say that this place is definitely haunted. I mean, that's what, and we're kind of driving down, and there's everything from UFOs to ghosts to all kind of hauntings and all that kind of stuff.
I heard about the UFOs. I didn't know, but I didn't see anything about ghosts. So
oh, you didn't?
Do you have anything?
Well, I do. So the UFOs, Florida is known for its alien sightings. Off the coast, you have the Bermuda Triangle. Up to the Panhandle, you have Gulf Breeze. It's a spring break. Bonanza Free Tees. And College Snowbirds, it says. The Coral Castle has all those places beat. The spot is a pit stop for UFOs. The region is swamped by continuous sightings of little green men, or gray, depending on your beliefs, and massive formations of UFOs. Hmm. It says the throne that you see there, the Coral Throne, is really a representation of the seats used by alien pilots to control their ships. The attraction is actually an ancient Egyptian pyramid.
Hmm.
Wow, that could go in Indiana Jones 4.
I like this little passage. Because he passed away in 1951, and it says, in 1951, whatever his last name is, Big Ed fell ill. He left a sign for visitors that simply read, "Going to hospital." Mm-hmm. 28 days later, his secrets would be gone.
That's right.
Sorry, guys.
I'm out. I'm outie pie.
He just, isn't that wild, though?
The throne. Okay, there it is. Yeah, the castle. Okay.
That's the alien throne. The ghost.
It's something. It's definitely got a UFO mysticism
vibe.
Type vibe. With the,
yeah.
I mean, it's got something's going. Yeah, something's.
The quarter moons. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever they are.
Yeah, something's going
he
on.
He was taking some shrooms.
That's what one person said.
I know it had to be.
How do you explain this place?
Look at that picture.
Exactly right.
It's like a little purple.
It's beautiful.
Little purple haze there.
Purple haze.
Hendrix,
there you go.
It's kind of cool. It is a neat place. It's for whatever the purpose was, why he did it, how he did it. I'd like to visit.
Yeah. This says the region has more spooks than any Indian burial ground after land developers decide to relocate these pesky relics. At night, you can see. Near the tree lines, fireballs and St. Elmo's fire. We've talked about St. See, I told you, tapestry here. During the day, cameras fritz out, and when people develop the film, they usually catch a specter or figure where there was none. The staff often report shrieks and screams coming from certain spots. One of the most recognizable phantoms in the area is that of Ed.
Is Billy Idol.
Is Ed and Billy Idol right next to him. He's usually seen before dawn, taking measurements and looking at his kingdom, dreaming on how to expand it. Until he went to the hospital.
I was going
to
say, like,
going to hospital.
One of them probably was Ed, and then the shrieks and shrills are him hitting his thumb with a hammer.
Ouch! Coral! Blasted coral!
Coral Castle!
Yeah.
Or he's mad that they called it
Ed's
that.
Place.
He's like, It's Ed's place!
Yeah, that's probably what he's saying.
Sons of guns. Yeah.
Now this is going to be fun for Nate, because wildlife and cryptids. Because that's part of this, too.
Go.
Before the area around the castle flourished and land Mongols beat back the brush, the castle had a reputation for attracting wildlife. The place has a mystique to it, and certain apex predators, like Florida panthers, gators, flocked to the spot like it was, this is doused in X body spray. And if it wasn't enough, many people claim that the colony of the region's, there's Bigfoot or the skunk ape down there.
Not Bigfoot. Don't tell me
they
Bigfoot.
They say it's a habitat. In that area around the castle for the skunk ape. Sorry.
Wait a minute. No, seriously, though. They said gators go there.
Yeah.
So if you're doing a tour, an alligator can show up.
Well,
they won't let that.
You're down that far south in Florida.
I mean, they have to have it blocked. I mean, they can't let them crawl up.
I looked on Google Maps.
Ed wouldn't let them. Nope. Sorry, Ed wouldn't let them.
No, I looked on
Alligator Alley. Haven't you ever heard of it?
I looked on Google Maps where it's at, and it's like, it's in town. It's been built around.
Oh, man.
I had all this
hand.
Dang it, I had all this cryptid talk going and now you're gonna ruin it with something like it's in town.
Sorry. So that's sort of it's sort of funny, like the habitat around it is it's like, well, it's sort of a town.
That's
around
what I'm saying.
It.
They're not letting you can't go, oh hey kids, watch out for the alligator there. No, they're gonna keep that.
I mean, alligators can happen. I mean, there's people down there that find alligators in their pool.
I know.
They say that that's on people private. Find fairies, pixies, and hobgoblins around this area too.
Hobgoblins.
Hey, I told you we're gonna slip slide away. We're gonna slip slide away. Here is what we're gonna do.
This is just falling apart.
No,
is it? Unlike Coral Castle,
which has still
no
here,
which has no seams, and you cannot see through the
They say that on certain nights, people swear they hear some of these, we're talking about all these cryptids and all these mystical, magical beings, they hear and see the chatterings of a lot of these types of beings.
Elves? Did they say elves?
I hope so. Elves, leprechauns, dwarves, let's do it all. When do we get into dwarves? That's what I want to know. I was thinking that the other
dwarves?
Day. I was driving to work thinking, dwarves. When is Nate going to say dwarves?
Why do I have to say
dwarves?
Don't
say it.
I'm going to say it. Okay, now you're going to love this
we
next
will
part.
Not do
I know we can't do this. We can't go down to this Coral Castle forever and ever and ever, but we could try. Okay, are we ready for this? Because this really is, I've talked about tapestry multiple times.
Yeah.
Some folks even come to strike a bargain with whatever is out there. Some think it's a Wendigo or some sort of wraith.
Ooh, there you go.
But whatever.
Well, now I'm in.
Uh-huh.
I love my Wendigo.
I just had
still
to
know Wendigo, but I love my Wendigo.
Yeah, I know Wendigo right now.
Let's go. In about 4 or 5 minutes, we got to wrap this up.
That's got to be your rap.
Yeah.
But isn't that cool?
I already did that one.
That is cool, yeah.
I think it's amazing that all that stuff comes out of this crazy Coral Castle.
The creeps come out.
The creepies come out to this Coral Castle. Well, he's just weird. And it says, it's actually headed with, it says, it's just weird.
Yeah.
And it's got him standing there amongst it. It's like,
Well, I mean, what does he claim from... saying he did it all by himself, and
we're still talking about him today.
That's true,
right? He didn't know it, but
it is really neat though.
It's a neat well, I mean, obviously we picked it as a topic to it's thumping us stumping us, and scientists can't figure it out unless you just say he's using the leverage and the magnetism of the earth and
but then
all
if,
this,
if
how it, to how to move and
if he knew how to do all that and rediscovered how Egyptians and stuff moved that kind of stuff, why not teach someone else how to do it?
This says, with a few exceptions, the objects are made from single pieces of stone that weigh on average 15 short tons each. The largest stone weighs 30 short ton. I don't know what a short ton. Short tons.
I've heard a crap ton.
And the tallest of the two monoliths are standing at 25 feet.
I mean, a ton is 2,000 pounds.
Yeah.
So what's a short? Nate, do you know anything?
I don't know what a short. I was going to skip past.
Only guess would be that it's slightly. It's a different measurement system.
15.
It's slightly lighter.
Says average 15 short tons, and then in parentheses it says 14 tons. So it's just.
That's 28,000.
And 30 short tons is 27 tons. That's still a lot. I don't know why
28 tons.
I don't know what a short ton is, but I guess it's a
little. No, 28,000 pounds. It's 14, yeah. 2,000 pounds is a ton, yeah.
I just ruined this whole episode.
That's good.
Way to go, short ton. Short, I've heard of short round.
Short round, crap ton.
It's all of it.
Oh, my goodness. It is very interesting, and I think I hope the creepies thought so as well. Now, and, guys, look at the pictures. Just check it out. Watch a video of it. It's pretty weird.
It's an old show, but In Search Of covered it, and it was Leonard Nimoy who was on there, and it was a good episode.
Dr. Spock.
Yeah. Dr. Spock, when he was still alive. God bless his soul.
Yeah,
and that's incredible, which you like too, right?
Oh, loved it. Back in the 80s?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So they've all covered
Fran
all
Tarkenton.
This.
Yep. But, Davis. I can't remember his first name. Oh, I love That's Incredible. Man, I used to watch it all the time. Monday nights.
Predates me just a little bit, but I do know it.
Oh, yeah. It's a great show. I don't have any more about Mr. Ed's.
I don't either.
Eddie's.
I hope we've given you something to chew on, basically.
There's a lot to
I saw Dr. Jackson tonight.
And so did you?
I told Brian.
Hi, Dr. There. Jackson.
I said, one of the things we're going to talk about is, hi, Dr. Jackson. Is Coral Castle. And he's like, what? So I'm like, you're going to love it. I promise.
It's weird.
Look it up. So everybody, most people out there are going to go,
if you
what?
Ask,
what?
Like, if you have to ask what, it's Sean's it, pick.
It's Sean, exactly, right?
Hey, let's do the, what, have what you heard the, of the dirt the, mounds and
what the what?
And Dabba Dabba Dan.
Yeah.
What? Oh, yeah. It's a great. Yeah.
It's my next choice.
Never.
Write that down, Yabba Dabba Land.
in the dirt mounds of Yabba Dabba Doo Land.
Oh,
it's
man.
Like, what the heck's going on? Where does he come up with this stuff? But it turns out. And I always have to go, now, again, where's the creepy? Where's the. But he hasn't.
When are you going to ever believe me? When are we going to do the episode where I creak open my head and you go, okay, that's enough?
Well, we can do that now.
That's enough.
They always.
Get a chisel.
They always turn into being weird and mysterious and more questions than answers.
We ought to just say the name of the topic, and then I'm pretty sure at this point. Listeners will go, yep, that's a Sean. Or, that's a Todd. Or, oh, that's a Nate. I think they got us down pretty much.
They got our number, huh?
Yeah, that's good. No, that's good. That was fun. Ed's Place now is Coral Castle. Whatever it is, hey.
It's hey, dirty, baby, I got
Maybe God someday will say, Ed, should we tell him? Yeah, I guess. So
yeah,
maybe
just
we'll find
tell
out
them. They want to know.
Yeah. Nate, wow. I can't think of your name.
Ed.
Yabba dabba doo.
Labba dooba dooby. Nate, help us out here, buddy.
Help
we
us with this tapestry.
We need it.
Oh, let's lock the door to Ed's Place. That's a wrap.
I agree.
That is a wrap.
I agree. That's a good one. Well, creepies, thanks for listening to Middle Age Mini number 20. I'm excited to say that. I don't know. I'm Coral Castled out. I'll see you guys later.
Later.
See you.